Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is Raymond Garner.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I'm signed up for unemployment.
So you're running to file an unemployment claim, correct?
Yes.
The social security number?
417-64-8815.
First and last name?
Mother. Raymond Garner.
Can you verify the driver's license number and your mother's maiden name for security reasons, please?
Yes. 391-5050.
And the mother's maiden name?
Annie Gates.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No.
Date of birth?
11/21/59.
Male or female?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English? Is English the preferred language?
English is.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for your payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Check.
Will this be with a traditional bank account?
Beg your pardon?
Will this be with a traditional bank account?
Yes.
The routing number?
0622057 91.
0622057 91.
Yes.
The account number?
5728614.
5728614.
5728614.
The mailing address?
5291 County Road 222, Hillsborough, Alabama. Zip code 35643.
5291 County Road 222, Hillsborough, Alabama 35643.
Yes.
Has the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Yes.
Has the address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay. Your telephone number?
256-318-3993.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is that Madison, Town Creek, Montgomery, Bessemer, or none of the above?
None of the above. What about Hillsborough?
No, that wasn't part of the question, sir.
Sorry, say that again.
I said Hillsborough wasn't part of the question.
No, what did you say first?
So the question was, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is that Madison?
Town Creek.
Town? Okay. Which of the following cities have you attended college? Is that Billings, Dallas, Lumberton, Palos Heights, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Is that North Ridgefield Homeowners, Solvay, Sawyer Restaurant, Terrell Petroleum, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have GRA certification?
No.
So when was the last day that you worked?
October 24th, 2022.
You said October 21st of this year, correct?
Yes.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for someone else.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't have
one. Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
34.
$34 an hour?
Yes.
Do you work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, sometime in the first of the year.
Your job title?
Beg pardon, who? My what?
Job title.
Carpenter foreman.
Are you seeking work in the current occupation?
Not right now. Like I said, I slowly return back to work in sometime in the middle of January.
The name of the employer is in the name of the company on the pay stub.
Turner. Industrial.
The telephone number to the employer.
256-340-5315.
The day you started working there.
Ooh, 2010.
Of what month?
November, I think.
The city the work was performed in?
Decatur, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
Just stressed out. I need some time off. It's getting to me. Too many hours.
Did you quit? Were you fired, laid off, leave of absence?
I quit. Leave absence.
So you quit or you took a leave of absence?
I took a leave of absence.
Name and title of the person who granted the leave of absence.
Don't know. Let's say I quit. I just quit. Drug up. Like I said, I was stressed out. I worked 6-7 days a week for a year and a half, and it just got to me. It's just too much for my age. So I took a break. Told
the name and the title of the person who advised you to quit.
Me, Raymond Garner.
So you didn't let any employer know that you were quitting?
I guess it would be Lee Sanders. I don't know his phone number. He was my supervisor then. But he worked for Turner.
Do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
I'm about to provide you with a PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Hold on a minute. Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be 1559.
1559?
Yes.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update the online resume. A failure to do so will result in an interruption of the benefits. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by the telephone or the internet, in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you need to call every week is going to be 800-752-7389. So your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., never on a Saturday. Please make sure you're filing your first certification.
Excuse me. Could you give me that phone number again?
800-752-7389.
All right, I got it.
Please make sure you file the weekly certification this upcoming Sunday before 5 p.m. We've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.